Welcome everybody, Shir number 809, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are trying to finish up the Bracha of Borei Nefashos, and a few more ins and outs, and then Bezras Hashem will move on. Now, there's an interesting machloik, it's actually in the Rishonim, if we say Borei Nefashos is like a shahakal, right? Let's say somebody makes a shahakal by mistake, whatever the case is, or the various different situations, but they made a shahakal on a food, right? Even as far as bread goes, or whatever the case is. Again, it was by mistake, but post facto, whatever. And we spoke about that, how to work with it, but at least for the first bite, you know, they would be yotze. They have to try and fix it up with the various different situations that we spoke about. But if somebody made a shahakal on something that they weren't supposed to, they were supposed to make a different bracha, or eitz, hadama, or whatever the case is, but b'dieved, you know, post facto, they are yotze. And then they have to fix it up. But the question is, it's interesting, machlokes in the Rishonim, what about by Borei Nefashos? Do we say the bracha of Borei Nefashos, which we're learning now, is that like a shahakal where it's a general after bracha? In other words, I'm supposed to make a al hamichya, right? And I made a Borei Nefashos by mistake. Is it still good? Maybe it's still good, you know? Right? By the shahakal, if we're going to say it's good, by shahakal, we could fix it up because I still have more to eat, right? I made a shahakal on an apple. So whatever, we said various different ways, take something else, that's who eats, and have in mind the apple or something like that. So I can still fix it up, I'm still eating. But by a Borei Nefashos, if somebody's supposed to make an al hamichya and they made a Borei Nefashos by mistake, so if we say that it's good, it's like a shahakal, it's like a general after bracha that helps in all instances, so then it's a done deal, it's over. Or do we say no, that a Borei Nefashos is not like that? Borei Nefashos is specifically for certain things, and if somebody made a Borei Nefashos when they're supposed to make an al hamichya or an al hagefen or some other bracha or bench or whatever the case might be, do we say they're not yotze and they have to go make that other bracha? In other words, if I ate a piece of cake, right, and I ate enough cake, I have to make al hamichya, but I made a Borei Nefashos by mistake, so maybe it's good? No. So that there is a machlokes like that. Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah tells us that in general, the Poskim can say, Mishnah Berurah says straight up, in Sifkat and Samach Ches, in Simin Reish Ches, Sifkat and Samach Ches, and he says straight up, in reference to that Halav, just to read the Lashon, Halav Hachi Ein Bracha Me Ein Sholesh, Pateres Borei Nefashos. If somebody made a Al Hamichya instead of Borei Nefashos, it won't help. And the other way around also. If somebody made a Borei Nefashos instead of a al hamichya, well, forget about benching. Now, we're not even going to get into that right now. But let's say I ate cake, I ate cookies. I have to make an al hamichya. I ate enough, right? So I made a Borei Nefashos by mistake. It doesn't help. That's what he says. So Lav Hachi, he's talking about whatever, a case which we'll talk about, Bezras Hashem, when we get to that case in Simin Reish Ches, in reference to if somebody eats fruits and they have to make a al ha'eitz. They eat fruits that are from the Shiva Saminim, right? Let's say they eat like a grape or something like that, or figs. And they also eat an apple. So then they make the bracha of al ha'eitz, for priyoetz, the after bracha, which we'll talk about. And if they ate an apple also, so that would also be included in the after bracha. Okay, but I don't want to mix things up too much, but be it as it may, Mishnah Berurah just tells us a side note that in Sifkat and Samach Beis, Simin Reish Ches, Halav Hachi, Ein Bracha Mi'en Shalish Peteres, Borei Nefashos, V'chein Lehepech. In other words, Borei Nefashos does not help if somebody said it instead of a al hamichyo and instead of a al ha'etz, it won't help. And also the other way, if somebody's supposed to make a Borei Nefashos, it won't help you if you made a al hamichyo or al ha'etz or some other bracha. Either way, when it comes to the after bracha, you have to make the right after bracha. Okay, I just want to read a one-liner from the Sefer Shoyin Halachos, which is, as we know, we spoke about many times, a beautiful Sefer Shoyin Halachos, that is a sort of a quick review of the Mishnah Berurah, Mechaber, Ramah, and so on, a little bit of the Chazon Ish, written by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Okay, but be it as it may, he says in Reish, Simen Reish Ches, Ois Vav, the straight up a one-liner, Vimberach Borei Nefashos, Rabbis, if somebody made a Borei Nefashos, Vimberach Borei Nefashos, Rabbis, B'mokoim, I'm sorry. Vimberach bernefashis rabbis b'mekayim birchas me'ein shalosh is la yotza. He's not yotza. That's it. If somebody made a bernefashis in a time and place where he has to make a either ala michya ala wait or whatever the case might be, is la yotza. He is not yotza. So we saw it also the other way. Like the Mishabura said, if you make a bernefashis instead of the ala michya whatever, or if you make the ala michya ala wait or whatever the case is instead of the bernefashis, either way a person would not be yotza. Even though we did say that it is a machlaikis, but bottom line is a person will not be yaitz, and they have to go back and make the right bracha. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind. So in other words, what we're trying to say is somebody made a bernefashes, but they had to make a al hamichya. So, you know, the person will say, well, what am I going to do? I did it already, I did it. No, you're not, lo yatza means you're not yaitza, and it doesn't help means you have to make the right bracha. You would have to go back and make the al hamichya or bernefashes, and depending how you mixed it up. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Whereas we'll see in certain instances, when it comes to a al ha'etz, v'alpriya weitz, and al ha'gefen, al ha'aretz v'al ha'gefen, whatever, when the after bracha, after wine, certain instances you could be yoitza b'dieved, post facto, in certain situations from various different things. But we're not going to get into it right now. But this one case right now, right here, Mr. Brut tells us straight up, be very careful not to mix up the after brachas because of the fact it won't help. You have to go back and make the right one. Okay, so Lemai said that's the story. I mean, I don't want to get into it too much. There are various different Paiskim will say a little bit different in different situations, but it's very hard to apply it. But the main crux of it, definitely according to the Mishnah Berurah, many main Paiskim, that's the way to go. In other words, the Al Hamichya won't help in the case of Bernefashis. Bernefashis won't help in the case of Al Hamichya. Just to read from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, obviously Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the various different poskims and sums it up. Usually, he says like this: on page Tof Shin Nun Aleph, Piskei Tshuvos in Simon Reish Zayin, which is our Simon Reish Zayin, on the Bernefashis, he says the Kolam Avarch Me'in Shalish B'Makom. Somebody makes a al hamichya al oetz or whatever the case might be. In a case in time where they have to make a bernefashes, it's ena yoytzer, they're not yoytzer. So then he says, I feel b'di'evet, even post facto, right? He'll say, well, I did it, right? What am I going to do? No, he says, you got a v'chuzer mevarich b'arnefashis. Go back and say b'arnefashis. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Kol mevarich mein shalish, b'makon shachayiv levarich b'arnefashis, eina yetzi yidei chavosai, I feel b'di'evet, even post facto v'chuzer mevarich b'arnefashis. Go back and make your b'arnefashis. And he says an interesting thing on the bottom, which it sounds interesting in reference to rice. As we know, rice is the only food that we know that we make a mezonos, right? Cooked rice, right? Regular cooked rice. I have a plate of cooked rice, I make a mezonos, and then I make a bernefashos. As long as I ate a kazayis, obviously between 2 to 4 minutes, I make a mezonos, then I make a bernefashos. So even in rice, he says on the bottom, in ois number 7, vafilu al oires, even on rice, which is a mezonos to start with, even though it's a bernefashos, but I made a mistake, I made al hamichya, I didn't know. Vafilu al oires, im berech al hamichya, if you made al hamichya, lo yotze. Even so far, he says, one has to, you're not yoytze. Even on rice, whereby we know it's a mezonos, so maybe over there, at least over there, if I made a al hamichya by mistake, no, over there also he says, v'afilu aloy, again on ice cotton number 7 on the bottom, that v'afilu aloy is in berich al hamichya is loy yotze yedei chayvasai. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening at Slachim Bracha Kol Tuv.